He's a Raw Comedy State finalist. He might be off to the mines soon, which is a bit of a worry. And he also came in before, but he was so good we deleted it, and we're bringing him back in again. It's Jared McGowan.
Welcome to the show, Jared McGowan.
How are you?
Ah, good, man. I'm good. Yeah, it was that last recording was just too good for
it was,
people's ears.
Just it too was... much gold in that it just weighed down the computer filled it up.
I cried when I listened to it. I was like, this is just mind-blowing comedy gold.
Yep.
Let's see if we can recreate it.
It's like Tenacious D, the best song in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the song.
This is a tribute.
That podcast is so pure. If it was ever to hit your ears, your mind would explode.
So we're going to tone it down a little bit in this one. So just imagine this one times like 100. Yeah. And that's what the last one was like.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Mm. Prepare for a sucky hour.
It's going
to
be great.
That will never live up to what you...
No. The listeners, they've got to listen to it, Jared. We've got to build it up.
Yeah. Hey, come on. They're your listeners. They're used to it sucking.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely true. Now, Jared, I mentioned you are a Raw State finalist.
Yes.
You are a comedian, or Raw Comedy for people that don't know what that is.
I prefer open mic a piece of shit.
Open mic a piece of shit.
Yeah, let's go.
That's where I feel I'm about at. Like, kind of comedy... herpes. Like, I'm around.
Not bad.
No one really likes me.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to be there all the time, right?
Yeah, I like
and every now and then you flare
every
up.
Every now and then I flare up, I come back, and then they're like, ugh.
We've really got a cream for that. It's going to hose you down.
Yeah.
Well, that'll make him go away.
Yeah, hasn't worked so far. F*** him.
Now, I'm interested in how you got into comedy. Why, why would you want to jump up on stage, degrade yourself in front of people?
Where did this inspiration come from?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I was just, like, always the funniest person ever. I just think
that does make sense. We don't like to talk you up. But,
I don't know. I just, I had a good friend of mine that did it, and I just got too jealous of him eventually.
Really?
And he's really good. But I watched him go from like okay to really good. And then I'm like, oh, wow, if you just keep doing this long enough, you'll get good.
Yeah.
And it's kind of good to go in with that attitude because like I was saying, I ate it big time last night.
Right. Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt that much because I'm like, I don't want to be good now. I want to be good in about 6 years. So I just want to be.
Yeah. So it's a lot of it's about persistence, I assume, with stand-up comedy. It's just being at the nights.
Keep showing up. Yeah. Keep showing up. Keep working. Put your head down. And just try and learn. So
where'd you get inspiration from? Like, who are your heroes in comedy, I guess you could say?
There's Bill Burr is probably my favorite comedian.
Yep.
But after him, like, it's all the classics. Like, your Carlin, Bill Hicks, and... all those guys, but Burr's just, he just cracks me up. I watch his specials over and over and they always make me laugh.
Yeah,
so I'm like, if I could just get that funny.
I've actually got his special permanently on my iPad so I can watch it to and from when I jump on the bus, which is his newest special, which is You People Are All the Same.
You People Are All the Same.
It is by far one of the funniest comedy specials I've ever seen. It's so funny. And I've actually shown my parents, which I never do with my comedy. Like, I never show my parents. They're not going to understand.
That's off limits.
But there's a bit in there where he talks about his pit bull and how his pit bull, you know, start attacking other people trying to protect him. And we've actually recently had something like that happen in our family as well.
Yep.
And my parents lost their shit listening to Bill Burr, which you wouldn't expect for, you know, my parents.
The older generation.
Yeah, the old. Well, I don't like to call the older generation. I was trying not to say, you know, the 6-year-olds.
Your generation, they're definitely down the
end. Yeah, that old f***.
Stop getting in on my comedy.
You can't download a podcast. You're not going to hear this shit.
How do I play the podcast?
The podcuddle.
But we actually know each other from childhood.
Yep.
And we actually went to primary school with you. I met you in kindergarten.
That's correct.
And Snitch came in year one.
Yeah.
So we've known each other for quite some time. And I remember back then, you were into comedy at a very young age and used to listen to Billy Connolly and used to show me his stuff and tell me his stories. And I was just like, wow, this is really cool. So even from a young age, I could see that something was there, something was brewing, and you definitely had some laughs.
So even from a young age, I was a hack and I was stealing all these jokes and then just retelling them. Like,
so that's all you act
in a bad Scottish accent.
You've had 20 years to rejig all those jokes and that's just your new act, right?
Pretty much. I'm going up with, what's the deal with Scotland, am I right?
Doesn't
even have the accent. What is he talking about?
This guy.
The amount of times I hear that in a week. It's getting ridiculous.
We also went to high school together as well.
We did.
Which is an interesting experience. All went to an Anglican school.
Which
brought us up good.
Weird move for a a violently Catholic family I come from.
Yeah, well.
So your family is Irish Catholic, I assume?
Yeah, like sort of. Like, sort of,
When it's convenient, I guess, or when the holidays come around, or
pretty much. It's like we did all the schmozzle with the eat the bread, sorry to Jesus, there you go, touch the priest, but none of the like hardcore.
Wait, it's usually around the other way.
Well, okay. I wasn't that popular.
Some edgy stuff there, guys.
I tell you what, I was thinking about the other day. I don't know how controversial this might be, but you remember our primary school principal?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Now, we can't mention any names here, okay, just in case.
Right. Let's call him Mr. X.
Mr. X, yes.
Okay.
I want to hear. I want to actually genuinely all right, interested.
I used to do a joke about it. So, just cut yourself out like, if it's
too far.
But
I'm quite interested.
Yeah, do you remember I broke my arm and I had to sit, sit in his office alone for like, it'd be 40, 50 hours or whatever.
I was so jealous. You got to play Super Mario Brothers on the computer,
That's the Macintosh computer. Yeah. That's it.
Hours. I came to visit you in the AC because it was so hot outside and we used to get lollies from his like little tub.
Yeah.
Man,
well,
you guys
must have been like the two ugliest kids ever because he never made a move. Every other kid's getting something. I'm too weird. He's just throwing some chocolate. Get out of here, you ugly bastards.
So for the background, it was... He was allegedly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I'm still allegedly insulted he never made a move.
Yeah. That is an interesting point. I mean, I came in maybe once or twice during that period where you broke your arm. And actually, I want to bring that up because this is actually one of my strongest memories from primary school is seeing you break your arm.
I remember seeing you at monkey bars at school camp.
Yep. Funny day.
Great day, guys.
And I remember you falling, and because you were double jointed at the time, are you still double jointed?
Not anymore in that arm. Lucky to have any joint left.
And you landed and it just dislocated. Did it dislocate or break? I can't remember.
Both.
Which was,
you know, if you're going to do something, do it all.
Take it right through to the end,
the
guys.
Dislocation and a break. So my elbow was like went 180. It was coming out of there.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah. And every time I looked at it, it was like,
Do you know what I was spewing about? Because that happened, you had lollies. We all had lollies the night before, and you had to tell them that was the last thing you ate.
It held off the surgery for like 4 hours.
Oh, really?
Because you can't have anything in your stomach with, what is it?
Sugar anesthetic. Or glucio?
No, it's the thing they knock you out with. What's that?
I can't do it with the anesthetic.
Think idiots. Come on. Anesthesia.
Anesthesia.
You can't have anything in your stomach. So, I had to sit around like an idiot for like
the
extra...
lollies.
Well, just with your arms like over the back of your head.
Yeah, I was just lying there and I was like, oh, fuck. I don't even remember how much pain that was. I don't think I could fathom my little child brain.
It was pretty intense.
Down.
How long were you in a cast for after that? It was a
I think
while.
I did. It would have been 8 to 10, at least 8.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Good cast time, guys.
Longer.
It's because you kept on being able to play Super Mario. You just wanted to go longer.
Come on, Jared. Keep it going. Let me sign it again.
Would it kill you to break the other arm?
Come on. Let's go to another camp together, guys. Yeah. Want some lollies?
I remember we were in the same cabin. I might have to give you some minties or something like that. But then afterwards, the teacher came back and said, because you had eaten some lollies and had to hold off the surgery, obviously, we had to give up our lollies.
Yeah.
And everyone was heaps devo. All the boys were giving up lollies and stuff.
Because technically you're not meant to take them along. I don't think so.
Yeah, but everyone did.
But everybody had it.
Everyone
it was
had
like...
crunchies and minties.
Well, I'm just glad my misfortune got to f*** you over.
Yeah,
it
screwed everyone over. And everyone's like,
seriously.
Jared,
and you want to know something? I actually had some lollies there as well, but I didn't give them up.
I didn't give
them
my crunchy bar.
Just walked through the schoolyard and just dropped them out the bottom of my pants like Andy Dufresne.
Good reference.
You see me run up behind you, like eat them off the ground. sweet M&Ms.
Those are some good times. Primary school.
Yeah. Get busy living or get busy losing those crunchies.
Exactly, yes. And then I did have to crawl through a river of shit at the end of it, but that was just the jungle gym. Yeah, the jungle gym, the course we had to do.
Crawling through shit, you think it'd be my thing, but no.
No, you left that for later in life.
Yeah.
Speaking of crawling through shit.
How's your stand-up going?
I was going to ask about actually Fight Club, which is well known for being very edgy, and I know edgy is not something that they like to call themselves, but it's something that you would categorize it
I think they'd be happy with Alternative
Comedy Night that is hosted at the Roxbury here in Sydney.
Correct.
I want to know how you got involved in that.
I'm just a fan. I just the guy that runs it is one of the guys I consider the best comedian Sydney, like Ben Elwood. Him and Nick Sun are like my two favorite comedians. And before I started doing it, I used to just go watch open mics. Mm. And these were the two guys that were like, I don't know if they were, it wasn't that they were battling, but they were constantly turning over new material. So they'd be at an open mic on Monday. Then on Thursday, they'd be doing something completely different. I'm like, how are you writing jokes this quick? And then I just became fans of theirs. And then, yeah, Ben started running that night. And originally it was once a month, so I'd go down. And then it just kind of got a bit of steam.
Yeah, because it's once a week now, isn't it? Yeah.
It's once a week. And there's been about four or five times I've turned people away because there's just not enough room.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's the best, I reckon, one of the best nights in Sydney. You can just go along. It's free.
Yeah, that's...
And so some of the names that have been through there, like, pretty major guys, like Eddie Ift and...
Yeah, I saw him actually. He was up the other week. Yeah, so I'm assuming they were turning people away at the door for that one.
Yeah, that was a packed house. And then I'm trying to think, David Quirk, who...
Oh, right, yeah.
I saw his show this year at the Comedy Festival. It was just amazing. Oh, right. I couldn't recommend him.
Actually, he was on one of the other podcasts as well, the Sweetest Plum podcast.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, he came straight from, ran from his comedy show to the Sweetest Plum live podcast afterwards. And it sounded like his show went well that night, which was nice.
Yeah, it was crazy good. It was.
So amazing. He's been up there as well. And I believe...
Tom Ballard?
Yeah, Tom Ballard.
Tom Ballard's done it, yeah. That was interesting.
Interesting.
what happened? I actually wasn't there.
Yeah. No, I don't know. He walked up and he's like, I'm going to try some new material, but you people are animals. And then,
Oh, man.
That's and just what they love to hear at Fight Club.
It went great. Yeah. But I think it wasn't what he was expecting.
No. Well, that's the thing. Like, I've taken quite a few friends along to it now. Mm. And they have, like, you just can't describe what it's going to be like. You really can't.
You shocked me and got me ready for it, I felt. I was just like, okay, just expect just nuts.
Chaos.
Chaos, anarchy. Yeah. And I was just like, okay, that's what it is. And it was that, but it was hilarious. Every comic had something very unique and just explosive and very funny.
Yeah.
It was just really good.
It's fantastic.
And like Tom Ballard, he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Like he's amazing stand up, and it was good to see him out of his comfort zone. And
it was, wasn't it?
He killed anyway.
Yeah, he still did.
But he's just like, it's just interesting to see him in that kind of environment. Because I love watching him. He's the other guy I'll watch all day.
Because
he's so good. But yeah.
Yeah. Fuck up. No, sorry, I just got lost thinking about Tom Ballard.
I know, so did I.
He's a great guy.
His eyes. Yeah. I think we all did.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love Tom.
Yeah. Have you heard of another comic as well called Joel Creasy as well?
Yeah, Melbourne guy.
Yeah.
I think, was he Melbourne or Adelaide? Blonde hair?
Yeah. Yep. He's a big up-and-comer. I saw some of his stuff from the Melbourne Comedy All-Star Night.
Yep.
And it was the hardest I've laughed in a very long time.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic. I
haven't personally met him, but I heard some story about him in a backwards gig out in nowhere. Nearly got killed.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think it was a big story.
Really?
Yeah. They were after him because I think...
told a funny joke.
not to out Joel, but I think he's gay.
He might be gay.
Yeah, he might be a bit gay.
For people that don't know him, he's very effeminate gay man.
And they were not picking up what he was throwing down. No, so they tried to pick him up and throw him down.
Who'd have thought, man.
Right? Regional Australia.
Yeah.
I know.
So understanding.
I thought they were all up about the, Rainbow Road.
But, yeah, I always wonder about those kind of weird hell RSL gigs.
Yeah. Like I want to know how you get them first, to be honest.
I've done Rudy Hill.
Okay. And, how did that go?
Really well.
Really?
Yeah, they were great. But I don't know about like the bigger guys. They'll go down, they'll get two or three of them together, and they'll just go across state, I guess, just doing all these RSLs.
Technically a tour? Is that what they call it?
I don't know. Like, I guess so. They'll just do like an RSL tour. And I don't know. I don't know how I would go on that. Because I've got 4 minutes of material.
All right.
Tell us another one.
Well, you've got to be able to slip into a gear and just hammer them if they're going to go for you. And I don't know.
Yeah, you got to be brave going out
there. I feel like that kind of crowd, they start with their arms crossed at you, just like,
farmers.
I'm pretty funny on a tractor, so you go on a stage.
But talking about your stand-up, when have you had the best moment in stand-up? Like, obviously, you hit Triple J's Raw comedy, and that was a really good peak. But has there ever been, like, a moment where you've just, like, you're just living the moment, you're on stage, everyone's laughing, and you're just having a buzzing good time? Like, when can you tell us a few of those moments, if you can?
Oh, okay. Well, I will say, I reckon the state final that you guys were at, pretty much the best gig I've ever done in my life.
You were good that night.
I could not have... It wasn't me. Someone else in my body. I couldn't fault it. And I don't know. There was something about that night. I just feeling it. So I can't. I don't care that I didn't go through or anything because I could not have done any better.
Yeah.
If I'd have been like, I fucking missed this or whatever, then I maybe I'd be a bit upset. But I thought everyone was great and I was really happy with how I went.
Yeah.
So I was just happy to, you know, get in there, bust it out, and then just watch, enjoy the rest of the night.
It was a good crowd, good atmosphere.
Full house,
yeah.
300
yeah.
people.
You were funny and it was jiving. There was definitely something going on there.
There was something in the air that night for sure. I mean, it's actually the most packed I've ever seen the Comedy Store. It was just absolutely filled with people.
Complete sellout, and they had about 10 people standing near the curtain. So it's at least 300 or something.
That's good. Yeah.
Not for me, for the state final. Let's just clarify that now.
That was there for Jared. That was there for you, mate.
Now, there was also a couple of other guys that we saw on that night as well. I mean, the thing that I liked about the night was that everybody was good.
Like, yeah,
there was,
well, to make it that far, you got to be...
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. And I tell you, if there's somewhere that you want to go that will get you super depressed about how funny people are, it is the Raw State Comedy. So, you know, it's not a lie that, you know, one day I wouldn't mind getting up on stage and doing some stand-up.
You but need going to stop to the... talking about it and start
doing exactly,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it, man. Just do it.
Yeah, I should. I should. Okay.
Stand up.
Sorry, I'll just cut this part out later. No evidence of it.
It's just time. Just be fine with sucking.
Yeah.
And then just keep doing it.
But it's scary when you go along to something like the Raw State Comedy Final and you just see the amount of funny people out there.
Yeah, and they've all been doing
material.
It for 2 years plus. Like, if you look at Tom Shaw and Tom Cashman, two friends of mine, great guys. They've been going for 3 years at least. Mm. Like, Aaron's been going for two. He wasn't born that good.
Yeah.
Like, that's what kind of comforts me, because people get hot. Like, I saw this young guy, he's about two, maybe four gigs he's done, and he's just phenomenal.
Oh, really?
This guy called Jack Jones, and I love him.
He's just in the groove? He just knows what he's doing?
He's like years ahead of...
Where he should be.
Well, anyone.
Where he should be.
Well, people start out and they get good over time, but I saw his first gig, and he smashed it, and his jokes were just so good, and his presence was perfect. And some veterans were like, have you done drama? Like, how are you this good? And he's just like, I don't know, I just studied it, and then... I just started, and he just crushes everywhere. I'm a big fan of his, and hopefully he'll get really famous one day and need a guy to hang around.
Yeah, you never know. Do a duo.
We can all hope, can't we? I feel like that compliment saying, have you done drama, can go either way.
Yeah,
like, have you done drama because you were great, or have you done drama because you are awful?
I've seen some stinking drama people do stand-up.
I think there is a certain definition between improv and comedy.
Yep.
So I feel that there's a lot of people that go to improv classes and then feel like that it's going to be easy to go across to comedy as well. Do you see like there's a big kind of gap between that?
There's definitely traditionally the two camps of that, but I think the best guys are guys that can run in either.
Yeah.
So have you ever seen a guy called Tom Walker?
Oh, I know. I've probably followed him on Twitter. That's how I know.
I'm pretty sure he's the national improv champion. Him and another girl. I can't think of her name.
Mm.
And his stand-up's just great. It's just phenomenal. And he emceed Fuck Club that we were talking about before, and he just absolutely killed it. Just killed it.
Because he would have just worked with the crowd and just...
So he can just ride anything. You can't throw him off because he's just, you know, he's got that improv backbone.
Yeah.
He's incredible at it. And then his jokes are just great as well.
And I assume he's very quick as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a smart, funny guy. And I loved him.
There was also another lady that emceed at Fuck Club as well that had a background in improv, and I cannot...
Rebecca Dumo-Teo.
Yeah.
Dumo,
and she seems to be... She was on, was it Tractor Monkeys the other day as well?
She's done everything.
Yeah, yeah, she's been... I didn't realise quite how big she was.
She's a joke.
Because she was... Because a lot of her stuff was kind of crossing over impro and stand-up as well. Like, she did a lot of scenario stuff. And she does possibly the best WOG character I've ever heard in my life. It was amazing. And the thing is something about her being, and I don't like to stereotype in this way, her being a woman, that she can get away with some super edgy stuff.
Yeah.
When it
she
comes
definitely
to doing...
smashed like a few people. With, like,
yeah.
Especially
it was great.
She silenced the voice of God. Like the mic
she
at the
did,
back
yeah.
of the room. Someone choked up and like, shut up, man.
Yeah, that's another great thing that I like about Fuck Club is that there is someone on the mic up the back of the room that is the voice of God. And a lot of the time that's Nick Kappa, is that?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, usually it is.
He's in that crew. It's him, Ben, Ash, and Rodney, I think, are the staples. But have you heard of a guy called Sam Bowring? Sam's another guy who's just great. He's been around forever, and he is one of the funniest people I think I've ever heard. There was this guy on stage who was a magician, because they just get like they get crazy weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy was doing this like gag about he had a clock on his shirt and the clock would count down from 5 minutes to zero really quickly.
Okay.
So the gag was like, oh, I wear this when I'm sleeping with my wife. And I, you know, I can last a whole 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it is, and it just count down really quickly.
Yeah.
And then Sam Barrowing just yells out, you f*** your wife with your shirt on?
That's great.
It's like the best thing I've ever heard.
Sam Barrow, I'm going to have to look him up for sure. Yeah. Do you know if he's, is he a Sydney comic?
Yeah, he's a headline act. He,
oh, right.
He
oh,
gets
wow.
around.
I always feel embarrassed when people talk about a headline act and I don't know who they are.
It's fine.
There's so, he's, there's I so think many
he's
good comics.
He's mostly a writer. He writes some fantasy novel.
Right.
I can't remember the name of
That's
it.
It's different.
Yeah, okay. He's like a yeah. proper writer, but at the huh. same time he does stand up, but he doesn't go to open mics. I didn't think that much. He used oh, okay. to. He started the Mic in Hand with another guy. I think.
Oh Liam. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So they've been doing it for forever.
Yeah, they've been doing it for about 10 years now, something like that. Or
I think it's their 10th year anniversary. Yeah. So Sam, that's how long he's been doing it. Obviously, yeah. if he started that room, maybe a bit before.
I find it really interesting that there's been all these comedy clubs that have been running for a long time, especially like the Comedy Lounge we spoke about before. Well, actually, no, I think we spoke about that off air, but and the Mic in Hand that's been running for 10 years. But I came back up from Melbourne about a year and a half ago, and I used to go to heaps of comedy clubs in Melbourne, and I came up to Sydney, and in the back of my mind for some reason, I thought, oh, there's not that much comedy in Sydney, like I'm going to be missing out. But then you kind of realise that there's actually just as much in Sydney as there is in Melbourne.
Yeah, I would argue there's nearly more rooms.
Yeah, there is.
Because I've been to Melbourne and a few times, and they've got like a great scene there, and it blows out exponentially for the festival. So when the festival's on, there's just stuff everywhere.
That's probably got a lot to do with it, yeah.
Yeah, but when it's over, I think if you were to count the rooms up, there'd be more in Sydney sort of thing.
But does the festival kind of create an atmosphere of inspiring a lot more comedians to join, and therefore there's more competition, therefore there seems like there's more funnier people and there's a general bigger crowd there than Sydney? Because Sydney Comedy Festival doesn't quite hit those keys like the Melbourne Comedy
Festival.
Totally
agree. Like, they don't get the, it seems to be like the weird brother of the Melbourne kind of, it gets like the hand-me-down.
Yeah.
Acts. Like, if you go to Melbourne and you do well, then you go to Sydney afterwards. But it was a bit strange because David Quirk, that guy I was talking about, he did really well in Melbourne. He won a Barry Award. And then he was at the Container at the Factory. I don't know if you've been in the Container.
No, I've heard of it though.
It's just a smaller room. It's a small theater. And I don't know why, but in my head I'd be like, I thought this guy would be selling out big time, but no one's heard of him because he's a Melbourne comic.
You've
got to come up here. He doesn't have a fan base.
Yeah.
He was on Sam Simmons's Problems.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He was the weird guy in the gift shop thing.
Oh, okay.
So like he's a name. He's a big guy. He's a great comic, but I don't know. I just thought,
It seems to be hard to cross over from Melbourne to Sydney. Yeah,
I think it's just hard anywhere to get anyone to pay attention to what you're doing.
to good comedy, I think, is the main thing as well. Like getting your name right out there, especially in Sydney, it seems to be like really hard thing to do. I don't know.
There's so much noise going on, like that's trying to get people's attention. Like, how do you break through that? Like, how do you get that quality?
When you're not trying to, when you're just trying to kill to the other open micer in the room and the one audience member. I did a gig last week, literally to three people.
Oh, was it good though?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, good.
It was pretty good. I wouldn't say it was bad. It was interesting, but
The Beatles played to a cafe full of people. I mean, not like three, a cafe full of five people. So you know, if you're there doing you three and the Beatles is doing five. It's telling something about you, isn't it?
Yeah,
not,
yeah.
Not far to go.
Not far to go. Bigger than the Beatles.
Jared Mania is coming up soon.
Yeah. Gotta get myself a bowl haircut again.
Oh, yeah.
I rocked that thing way too long.
You did. Yeah. You did rock a bowl haircut back in the day, didn't you?
I used to love the Beatles.
I
loved them.
Yeah? Was it actually inspired from the Beatles? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Yeah, you see, I rocked a bowl haircut for no reason that my parents are just lazy about cutting my hair, but...
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know. Yeah, well, I used to love the Beatles. I think I kind of went, that's kind of the same as this stupid ass thing on my head that they're cutting around.
That's good enough. If you make the connection, it's there, you know?
Yeah, I think I definitely did, but I held onto that bowl too long.
Well, Jared, no one can really, you know, hold anything above Lindsay here, who rocked a mullet for a good couple of years.
Hey, man, I love the mullet. The mullet was in.
Do you know what's happening now? It's ironically in some like hipster places.
For some reason, you were somehow ahead of the hipsters.
Yeah.
Which makes you sound so super duper mega hipster
I guess.
In high school.
Do you know where I got the inspiration from? I watched, do you ever play
MacGyver.
That game? No.
Steve Irwin.
Not far off though. Do you ever play Metal Gear? Metal Gear Solid, the game?
Yep. And Solid Snake.
Solid Snake had a mullet.
Did he have a mullet? He had a headband.
He had a mullet.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, you go back and play it.
He had a mullet.
Well, yeah. That's the way I interpreted it.
Trust Lindsay to base himself off a video game character.
Who wouldn't?
It's, yeah, why not?
Well, you know, Super Mario. When it was Wacky Wednesday, you guys, you remember Wacky Wednesday back at primary school?
Oh, yeah. Good times back in primary school. Yeah.
I just as Mario. Well, you guys come? You came as a construction worker from your dad's construction stuff. I remember.
I came as a kid who couldn't afford a costume.
Just wore a few cones on there.
Hey, Dad, got some clothes? Yeah, I do. Sweet.
Put some pipes on your arms.
Yeah. Wasn't Wacky Wednesday based off a book?
Yeah, it's called Wacky Wednesday, I think it was called. Yeah. And Mr. Robinson used to like paint all the pictures in the library about it.
Who has a day named after a book? Just have a Mufti day, for Christ's sake. Come on, guys.
Just take it easy, Miss Robinson.
What happened to her?
You know what? I actually, because I'm a teacher, I had to go back for a teacher experience. I actually went back there for like 2 days.
And?
And she was still there, rocking it.
Oh, cool.
She's killing it. But she was the real wacky.
She killed 3 kids.
But they kept her around because she was a good librarian.
She actually remembered me and she said, hi, how you going? You're still reading? I'm like, nah.
Not
sorry.
Sorry.
It is so hard to read now, isn't it?
It really is.
I'm fucking making myself do it because I'm just doing nothing at
Hey, someone texts me, I'm like, I can't read this.
Can I put it out? Do you guys count reading like comment sections on YouTube as reading, right?
No.
Okay. I don't read at all.
I call that self-abuse.
That's true.
When it's your YouTube page.
I feel like shit.
Let's get that validated now.
Let's just lose faith in humanity while we're at it.
What do you classify as reading, though? Like, just generally, do you read? I don't read.
I don't read books anymore, which is...
I read Reddit.
I don't have the... Yeah, so I read Reddit as well.
That's reading.
I read Cracked. I read, you know, Cracked.com.
But do you read anything?
What is Reddit? I've been there. Oh. I can't tell you.
It's a different world, my friend.
No one can really define it.
It's a bit like Fuck Club. You can't really define it till you're there.
It's like Matrix. You have to see it to believe it.
Like, I started clicking, and then I feel like I just went too deep down the rabbit hole, and I was like, what is going on?
And then there was this thing called bronies that popped up. Do you know what bronies are?
No idea.
Or SpaceX.
Yeah, or SpaceX.
I do not dare go down that cave. No, I haven't been down there.
This is a long... I mean, it's a very long, convoluted story about what SpaceX is, but the bronies is actually... guys like our age that are into My Little Pony, like obsessively so, and they have a whole thing for it.
I got it.
There really is something for everyone. There's someone for everyone. Eh?
The internet has brought all the freaks together.
I got a confession. I was subscribed to that for a little bit.
You were subscribed to bronies?
Just for like six months. Because I just wanted to see.
Get out of here!
I just wanted to see what the craze was about. I was like, oh, what's going on here? It was just really weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It was just.
Who would have thought grown men sitting around with ponies?
Yeah.
Like, little, that'd be weird.
No, that's a good point.
Not me.
Not me. Yeah. It's fine. See? He's not judgmental.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I am. I'm just quiet about it.
Come here, brother.
I keep it and I walk out and Lindsay's an idiot.
What is wrong with that guy?
Send a tweet out. So passive aggressive.
Now, I want to try something really quickly with you. We haven't done this on the Salafat podcast before, but we're going to try some scenarios with you just to see if you're a good person or not.
Great.
Unless you want to just tell us straight off if you are or not.
I already know the answer. Let's find out together.
All right. Some scenario questions for you. I'm interested about this. You're walking down a road. A woman drops $50. What do you do?
Grab that shit and run.
Good. Oh. All right.
Wait.
So far, you're a great person.
Did she get on a bus or something? Can I catch her?
Yeah, she's still walking. Yeah, she's walking. She's walking like
and she's got the like little frame as well. So,
okay, Lindsay added that part in. All right.
Okay, then I'd fake my own injury to fall on it and put it in my pocket.
But wouldn't that draw more attention to you if you fall on it?
Yeah, keep the attention on me and away from that fruity 50 bucks. Come out of here.
Right. Here's one pineapple going in my pocket.
Dude, you do not know how you would, like, It's not even funny how broke I am.
Oh, okay. Not even funny.
I didn't realize that this question was going
to
be quite so...
I think
so,
we're going to shout you dinner afterwards.
Yeah, personally, but there you go.
Uni, man. Oh, if I have to eat one more cup of noodle.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm out of that world.
I mean, apparently you're thinking about going to the mines.
Yeah.
You mentioned this before we started the podcast.
I did.
What is the deal with that?
Tell us a story.
Mines. I don't know. I'm just sick of being broke and... might be an opportunity to go earn some cash, be treated like a slave, and come back and then just throw $100 bills at you fools.
Like, why not? And then we have to fall over and,
like,
and pick them up.
Get them all.
Yeah, but so you're thinking about heading there. And obviously everybody, when you say going to the mines, you think you're going to come back a multimillionaire. And
no,
I'm all up for that.
It's good money if I can get in there. But I don't know. It means I won't be doing gigs, obviously.
Not a big comedy scene in the mines.
You could just drive the big
trucks.
Funny
enough, no.
Yeah. You could drive the big trucks, man. But that's like 120 grand a year.
Yeah,
just driving a truck up and down.
I can barely.
You can do it in Singleton.
I can barely drive my Corolla.
Oh, well, maybe that's not the job for you.
No.
Well, maybe it is.
I can't reverse park that. I don't know how I'm going to go when people's lives are at stake. Sounds like a terrible idea.
But give me drilling equipment. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Throw some explosives in there. That'd be fine. Yeah. I just want to be like rich enough to be able to tick all the boxes on the kebab I'm eating.
Oh, wouldn't that just be great?
I'm going to do that tonight.
I want to be game enough to do that.
All right, I ate this kebab yesterday. The worst diet in the world. And like just the most horrible sleeping patterns because I'm up all night chasing
a dragon.
Comedy dream.
A dragon. That's heroin.
No, hey, we don't judge
here. Chasing people, annoying them for gigs and stuff. And I had this kebab and I ate it. And I was having a shower. I thought I was having a panic attack, but I think it was just a really bad kebab.
Oh my!
It was so bad, it just attacked every cell in my body.
Having convulsions in the shower.
100% was. I had to get out, I take about 2 showers a day, not to brag. But I had to get out and sit.
Maybe you can cut down on the showers. Maybe you can dig some old things on the kebab.
Stop wasting all on water.
I can't help it. Yeah, I had to sit down in the bathroom for like, what the it's happening to me. This is not good.
You need a new kebab, man.
Where are you getting your kebabs? That's the question.
Oh, this dodgy. Oh, I don't want to
name a chain.
You can name names.
I was at this place on George Street. I was at.
Well, that narrows it down to 15 places.
Yeah, well, one of you know what you did, and I'm not happy about it. You will not be getting repeat business. Kebab shop near the Scruffy Murphy's pub.
Okay, another one.
There we go.
We can actually see it from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay,
still doing well, though. There's a guy there right now.
I can already hear them losing business from the tens of 20s of people that are going to hear this.
It's like, hey, 5 people, all right?
Our mum's and one other creepy guy who lives in his basement.
Yeah, it's not my mum, though. Just his 2 mums.
Yeah.
Two mums.
A lot has changed since you met Lindsay last.
A lot.
Wow, how do you get a new mum?
I don't know, just ship on in.
Yep. Why not?
That's how it works.
All right, back to the scenarios, guys. This is the next one. You're walking down the street. They all start this way. I don't know why I started it like this, but you're walking down the street.
I do walk down a lot of streets.
A man starts screaming at you in an unknown dialect. What drug is he on?
You'd want to say meth, but I think I would just burst out laughing. Happened to me a few times.
So you're not going to judge him in any way?
I just start laughing. I think I think crazy people are so interesting.
That's true.
Tell me more, my friend.
Yeah, I just like those people that are just like, you know what? I don't want to do it.
I don't care what people think. Got no more shame.
I just heard about this yesterday, but some people I know broke up and they had a breaking up party.
That's the most insane thing. But that's awesome.
They invited everyone. Come around, we're breaking up. And yeah, I was just
that's
like,
that's bizarre.
That is crazy.
That is so awesome though. Yeah.
That's pretty cool though. But I always thought there would be a breakup party for one person, not the both of them.
Where all the girlfriends get together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, well that's.
Yeah, we've all experienced that, haven't we?
We've all seen that in movies.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen a breakup party. That's fantastic.
I know. I was just so impressed. I was like, that is the way to do it.
I feel like that would be some kind of thing, like a viral campaign for something.
Yeah, I think you should like auction off the friends. Because you know when you split with a girl and there's like that gray area of like, is that our friend?
Yeah.
We met him together.
Yeah, do we still talk?
Like, you know, get your draft picks in.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Want Todd. He's got a boat. Todd's mine.
Todd's all mine.
Breakups are weird. I Googled myself the other day because I'm a loser.
We all Google us. If someone tells you that they haven't Googled themselves, they are a liar.
I'm not joking. Maybe 10 times ever.
I've done it way more than that.
Yeah.
Like every day.
I've got a Google alert set up. Give a reason to do it.
Why would I have a reason to do it?
I don't know. Jobs and stuff. Yeah. People.
It's all the crime.
You never know.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But yeah, I found someone put me on something called jerk.com.
Oh.
Are you for real?
It wasn't us, I swear.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
Let's do it. What's jerk.com like?
Okay,
obviously, you're a jerk.
I didn't know. Someone I've pissed off along the line has gone, you know what? This is jerk.com worthy.
Man.
I don't. don't promote
like
them.
Like a hate page.
I hate them.
Okay, right, fair
but
enough.
You go on there, and like people just randomly go like, yeah, I think he's kind of an asshole. Like, click, you can click jerk or unjerk.
So oh, man, how much jerk points do you have?
Four.
Who is jerking off to you?
Someone is jerking me all over the internet.
That is a real shame. But yeah. So how many, you never answered the question, how many jerk points did you have?
I had about four jerks and two unjerks, which is me on other laptops going, I'm going to fucking jerk, I'm going to bring it down. Yeah.
Get on different IP addresses and just vote yourself back down to
pretty
normal.
Much. I was like, that is some mean ass shit.
The other four were us two on computers like voting you up.
Thanks, guys.
That's okay. Anytime.
I'm interested by this website. Are they judging you purely on what you look like?
No, I think it's just, are you a jerk?
So you've met someone on the street. Right. They've gone home. They've met you and they said, that guy's a bit of a jerk. Gone home, found out your details, uploaded you to jerk.com.
Street, car, injection room. I don't know where I met them. Yeah. Okay. Somewhere out in the big wide world. And then, to clarify, I'm not on heroin. I can't afford it.
Bro, that old lady who you stole a pineapple from, she uploaded you.
Yeah. I know. She caught me in that hypothetical scenario.
It's a weird world.
These are, they'll get you, the old hypothetical people.
Well, speaking of hypothetical people, I've got one more scenario question to go.
Shoot.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this one involves both of you. All right.
Cool.
And
I'm not going to lie. It's going to get weird. All right. Are you ready?
Good setup. Ready? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
You're at a pub.
Yep.
You're both getting drinks, right?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay. Lindsay gets into an argument with a woman. Like a woman that's just like a normal woman, all right?
Just a normal girl.
Just normal girl. And he punches her in the face.
Not likely to happen.
What do you do?
And again, I'm going to have to go with laugh.
There we go.
You don't know both sides of that.
No, maybe that's true.
Maybe she just punched him in the face 10 times in a row while my back was turned.
That's a very
good. Just king
he throws one haymaker and suddenly he's the criminal.
Well, that's good because we do have an interesting scenario that's going to happen later tonight and it's going to involve that.
Oh, crap.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for no judging.
We're going to get Lindsay G'd up on a mad amount of PCP and we're just going to let him loose. It's going to be good fun.
Anything can happen, guys.
Yeah, this is the Sell a Fat podcast.
What have you done to deserve the punch in the face?
What have I done?
I don't know. Lindsay's done a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Just
he's
some.
Done a fair amount.
It's quality shit, but it's not a lot of
pissed
shit.
Pissed off a lot of girls in your life.
Like about the ultimate podcast that we had to get rid of. Is that, when I was trashing some girl, that all stayed in. Hypothetically, one of the other co-hosts was trashing their girlfriend, and when I listened to it back, it was all gone.
Oh, it's all gone. Who would imagine, right?
Yeah, who would have thought?
Let's get rid of that.
It's official. We're not going to edit this podcast at all. I'm putting that in, but I will edit that out later. All
okay.
Right? So I'm just
thanks,
saying.
Mate. Got my back.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetical.
I didn't say which one of you guys it was.
Well, that's true, yeah.
But one of you was trashing their girlfriend.
Just absolutely ragging on him.
No, like,
I can't even remember.
No, neither can I.
Well, I did because it pissed me off.
Ooh, okay.
Jezza, you actually, I don't know why I've started calling you Jezza.
Why not?
Is that okay?
I'll allow it.
I'm going to call you Jezza from now on. Yeah. You do a bit in your comedy routine. I'm not sure if it's still in there, but it's a story about your father.
Oh, crashing
through your bedroom.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to bring down the fourth wall here, but is that actually true?
100%.
100% true.
When did that happen?
Now, I've heard the comedy bit, but I actually want to know a bit more of a backstory behind that, because that was fascinating if that actually happened.
Okay, so where my bedroom is, it's like at the front of our house. So we got like the entrance doors and then I'm to the left of there. And
is this your current house now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Closed compound.
What are you living in, Saudi Arabia?
Maybe.
Oh, well, there you go.
Me and that mining money.
Yeah, oh, man.
Paying the big bucks.
You're really going mining then.
And that 50 I stole from that imagination.
It started it all.
Have afforded me compounds.
So many kebabs. Two showers a day.
Two showers a day. Like no one's business. I shower when I want. But I guess he'd been out having 100 beers one day. And I was just chilling. I was only about 15, 16. And I can totally talk about it because he's seen it.
He has no rebuttal for it.
Yeah, you can't say you didn't do it. You did it. But he's gone to drive and he used to park with his car facing the window.
That's always good.
Drink driving kind of lowers your perception levels, and he's just gone bang straight through the window and just kind of gone, oh, f-. Got out of the car and just walked in and be like, yeah, don't drink drive. And I was just like, yeah, I won't.
Right. Oh, man.
That's pretty rough stuff.
So yeah, narrowly missed your bed?
No,
were
my
you
bed
in?
Is the other side of the room.
Okay, but that, oh, okay.
You know, that was fine. It's just, it's pretty funny.
You really can't, not too many people can say that their dad drove a car through their actual bedroom.
Blind.
Blind drunk.
Blind. Oh, you know, everyone's dad likes a few hundred beers every now and then.
That is true.
That's interesting. Yeah. I have friends that work with your old man.
Oh, really?
He likes
here we go. Here's some dirt.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Bring it on.
Well, he likes a bit of a drink.
He loves a drink. Loves the grog.
Yeah.
Thursday night. Oh, it's Thursday night tonight.
He's there you go.
Bringing out
Let's give him a buzz.
Pit down sporties.
Come on,
he's down there.
Get on the blower. Let's have a chat.
I have to go pick him up. I have to drop him off every Friday night.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there.
Wow, my dad doesn't have that extra level of cleverness where he'll be like, drop me off and get me. He's just like, drive around, you tard. Yeah, he doesn't do it anymore, but
back in the day,
a wild
phase. How old was he?
I don't know. I always feel bad for him because he's such a man's man. He just got two of the biggest wimps for his sons. We are pathetic. I've seen that guy come home with like blood on his shirt from the fight he was in.
Wow.
And then I stubbed my toe and I'm like, ow.
It hurts.
I got to say, for being what you call total wimps, you and your brother are both massively tall guys. Mm. Your brother now is taller than you.
He's
that right?
2 inches taller than me.
James.
Yeah. And you are like a good foot taller than I am. Not saying that that's tall because I'm short, but you know, you are very quite tall.
Yeah.
Did you get that off your father? I've never actually met your dad. Is he tall as well?
No, I think he used to be around 6 foot and then he was lifting shit, so now he's shorter.
He's
but your mum's quite tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like got uncles that are just giants. So
skipped a generation.
I think so. But my brother, I'm 2 inches shorter than my brother, but I put it all down to lifestyle.
What does he do?
I don't know. He didn't smoke cigarettes and get blind for 4 years or something. I had a good crack at it.
Okay.
They say that cigarettes stunt your growth.
Yeah, and I have this like, someone said it the other day, someone without a shirt on, like, you have the like penultimate ex-smoker body.
Wow.
Like, you just got this little weird gut because you've just rediscovered food and you love it. It's on this like skinny, weird frame, which would have looked all rock star-ish if you didn't have that pig gut. Hanging over. I have to undo
all those
button.
Kebabs, man.
Why you got the unbutton undone? Top button undone on the jeans.
Stop ticking all those boxes, mate. That's all it is. It's just the kebabs.
If you can't have cheese, then you shouldn't deserve hummus.
That's
so
they go
together.
And then you got the tabbouleh and what sour sauce
cream.
Do you take?
Yeah, mate. Do you go? Okay, this is my thing. When I go sauces, I always go the garlic and the barbecue combined because it tastes
gotta
amazing.
Do it. Yeah, you got to
do it as well.
I don't do the garlic and the barbecue, but I definitely do the garlic and other ones.
Yeah,
the garlic sweet chili.
Oh.
See, I'm always going straight for the chili or the barbecue. Barbecue and chicken I go for.
Yeah.
I like that combo. No, don't like it?
No, I'm not a big...
Okay, tell me. I've got to expand my horizons of kebab eating.
You need to expand your horizons in general.
Yeah, I know. Let's start with kebabs.
So let's bring Jared into the queue here because Lindsay at some point was planning on making an app for the iPhone called the Chicken Burger app where it rated chicken burgers around Australia because that's all Lindsay likes to eat.
I love chicken burgers. What's wrong with chicken burgers?
I love chicken burgers.
There's nothing wrong with it, but Lindsay has a, fairly
narrow. It sounds just like a shitty version of Yelp.
Yeah, pretty much, it's just chicken burgers.
Just chicken burgers. Everyone loves a good chicken burger.
Yelp is input from everyone. This is just input from Lindsay.
Like, I went to this place.
How entitled are you? You think people around the country care what you rate a chicken burger?
Hey, man, if they go into the brewery, they're like, I wonder how the chicken burger is. Oh, look at this.
I've known you like 18 years. I couldn't give a what you have to think about chicken burgers.
Don't even know you couldn't
I'm
care less.
I'm a connoisseur of chicken burgers. I've been all around the country, all around the world, and I was like, I've got to hunt out a good chicken burger here.
It's true. Because I've been to a few countries with Lindsay, and he has chicken burgers in every single country.
And he always gets angry at me. He's like, you got to open your mind and eat the food that's around you, Lindsay, and experience the culture. I'm like... I've experienced enough culture. I just want my chicken burger.
Lord forbid that you have to break your white mold.
I am so glad you're on the same page.
Having that bento box, no matter how much you beg me.
Oh, my God.
For a second there, I thought you might be on Lindsay's page with the kebabs, but I feel like you're on my page now with maybe expanding your horizons a little bit.
If you find something, you stick to it.
What would you have done if you never found that?
I don't know. Oh, I've been still eating baked beans on toast.
Throw a noose up. I've got nothing to... You're one of those guys that travels and is like, oh, this isn't exactly like the one I like at home.
That's exactly how Lindsay travels.
You know what it is? I went to Switzerland, had the chocolate, and went, this is not as good as Cadbury. Not as good as Cadbury.
That is wow. The stupidest thing anyone has ever said.
Jared is walking out of the room as we speak. Yeah.
Throwing down the mic in disgust.
I'm telling you, we got it so well here in Sydney and Australia.
Yeah.
Why move?
There is nothing that gets Australians fired up more than talking about food. I tell you what.
Seriously, Coon tasty cheese.
Yeah.
Best cheese ever.
Have you tasted other cheese? It's amazing.
No, Coon cheese trumps every cheese.
As far as racist cheeses go, it's the best.
It's pretty much up there. Although Beaker is also very racist, but that's just the people that make it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Good old Beaker.
Your friend of the fridge.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever...
Beaker cheese impressions.
Hey, that's what it is, man.
Has it come to this? Has it really come
it
to
really
this?
It really has.
Podcast is going downhill.
Get out the old Beaker cheese shovel and scrape the barrel. Here we go.
Get the curds out, guys.
Anyone else want to do an impression of an ad while we're here?
Yeah, come on. Anyone who want to do the bugger ad from Toyota?
Oh, God.
Oh, that takes us back. Now we're back to primary school. Now, let's finish it up there on the Beaker cheese ad. Jared, has been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio.
As always. Hope this one goes to air.
It will. It will get there.
Yeah. I love the level of guests that you have. It's like, oh, this guy's done this. And you're like, and me.
No. Real comedy finalists. We've got to get you in, man.
Yeah. That is a short 3-word credit.
It's a lot longer than us, and that makes us a lot better.
Up the font.
Yes, you do. You've got font. Yeah. 100%.
Just bold, underline. Put some
Comic Sans.
Put some stuff in there. Make it. Stretch it out, boys.
Before we go, Jezza, you've got a couple of dates coming up as well.
I do. I'm doing a show for the Sydney Fringe with two of my friends called Two Guys, One Girl and a Cup.
That's going to be good.
It is.
Can I only guess?
It's going to be at Bedlam Bar on the 5th, 6th and 7th of September at 7 p.m.
I've heard great things about that venue as well.
Yeah, Bedlam's cool, man.
Do they do comedy on the edge there? Or
no,
am I thinking something different?
Bedlam comedy on Tuesdays, I'm pretty sure. No, but it's a great room.
Cool.
You can follow me on Twitter. At Jared McGowan, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
I think if you type in Jared McGowan into the thing, it'll bring up your one.
Hear that, Lindsay's mom, if you want updates.
She's all on the Twitter. She loves the Twitter.
Jump
Twitter's
on
good.
Semperfi 589. That's Lindsay's one.
Hey, man, everyone loves it. I'm big on the internet at the moment.
Oh, pretty sorry. Huge. It's Twitter is at Jared M.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Capital M. Why?
It's Twitter.
Because McGowan needs a capital, that's why.
It does. It really, really does.